You know, we're going to divide this up in three parts. We're going to work back and forth as we go. The initial part will focus on the legal background. Ed will talk us through what's really driving, you know, the need for all these decisions and documentation with respect to exec comp, especially in related party situations. The second part, we're going to talk about, you know, some practical approaches for governance to address these issues. And then the third part, I'll focus a lot on, you know, how do you actually set compensation and what kind of data you should be going out to get. We want to encourage you guys to jump in with questions as we go through. You know, we don't want to wait till the end and then run out of time. So if you have questions, feel free to interrupt us. And we'll take it from there. Out of curiosity, you know, our presentation is going to cover a lot of different aspects, but, you know, we're a little curious as to how many of you here in this room serve on boards for nonprofits? How many of you are CEOs or top executives of nonprofits? And how many are general counsel? All right, great.
What about outside counsel? A few, okay. How many of you have engaged a comp consultant in your history? All right, last question. How many of you feel like you've got a pretty good grasp of excess benefit transaction rules? Not many. Okay. Well, that's helpful. All right. Then we will spend a little bit of time there. I don't want to this is the last session of the day. I mean, thankfully, you'll have the two of us for it. I mean, but I don't want to spend a whole, I mean, we actually want to get into some dialogue and get in some back and forth and hopefully get in some questions and answers with the audience as well, but I think it's going to be important to lay some foundational stuff, particularly since only a few people raised their hands in connection with the excess benefit transaction rules.